Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in your community. I am Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, and I am so grateful to have you tuning in. You can participate in a couple of ways to be part of our show. You can call in and talk to a guest or myself at 646-595-3440, or simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/withinsight. Register and be part of our chat. We're here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so tune in and get to your excellence. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Wednesday, April 24th. It is a rainy, cloudy day in Columbus, Ohio, so I hope the sunshine is inside like it is here at the studio. This is Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, and your host of the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. So excited to connect with you and have you listen to our show today. We've got our Mosaic Moment with Takesha Mosaic of Missouri Watu Wellness and Beauty. She's going to be talking about sea salt scrubs and how to make that healthy skin. And, of course, we're always looking for callers. So you can give us a call at 646-595-3440 and ask a question of Mosaic, myself. We always have opportunities for abundance readings. You want insight into how to monetize your business and increase your passion. One thing that I wanted to chat a little bit about is this my events of this weekend, what's going on in the community. Well, for those of you who don't know, I was privileged enough to go to the State House this Saturday for the launch of the National Women's History Museum. What they're doing is it's a project that's been going on since 96, and it's a great opportunity to put women's history in conjunction with the Smithsonian Institute and, you know, let the community know what we've been doing as women throughout history. And it was such an underserved acknowledgement. I mean, women have paved the way for so many amazing things. You know, for example, in this issue's point of view from the National Women's History Museum, their newsletter, the Myers-Briggs test. Now, probably don't know, but I was a psychology major at Otterbein College. And so I knew the Myers-Briggs pretty inside and out as far as having to take it 1,000 times. And it's a huge test with a lot of questions, so it gets kind of tedious. But it definitely does allow you to have a glimpse into your personality style, as well as help you interpret how you react to other people's personality style. And they had a Did You Know corner in here, and I thought this struck me, is that the Myers-Briggs personality test was actually created by a mother and daughter duo. How cool is that? So Catherine Cook Briggs worked together with her her daughter, Isabel Briggs Myers, to create the Myers-Briggs assessment test on introversion and extroversion, sensing or intuition, thinking or feeling, or judging or perceiving. So if you're trying to figure out how to turn your passion into a business, which is what we promote here at Entrepreneurial Excellence, or you're a writer trying to kickstart your writing career, I've been talking to several over the last couple of days who it seems it's a really, really popular venture. And I wholeheartedly support you in that. We've developed getpublishedtoday.info to be a support for your journey to help you go from writer to ebook author to traditional published author if you choose, with our I Want to Write a Book courses and all kinds of things. So, you know, understanding your personality type helps you kind of get another bird's eye view of how you see the world, which is probably, you know, why 95% of individuals go into psychology or major in psychology. For me, it was because it was a science basic. I knew that if I wanted to study the paranormal or geology or genetics or biology or anything of that nature, that this would be a great basic to that event. So psychology for me was a launching pad, and then I minored in biology and dance. And now I help put people on the radio, write articles about them, help them get their ebooks published. And I also help you with cool internet marketing strategies. I want you to be on the cutting edge of sharing your message. And to do that, I'm always tapping into what's next. So I've done a lot with mentioning video as a means to really help you clarify and define your message. Anytime you integrate video into your marketing, it will increase your search engine capabilities by 300%. And if you don't believe me, pick a topic, pick your business, and type it in google.com and see how quickly a video shows up. For example, if you type my name, Heather L. Tapia, and I'm going to do that with you right now to see where we're at, because it does change every day. As things get more popular on the web, so does your searchability. So the things that were your top five listings yesterday might not be the same top five listings today. So that's some way to kind of gauge how the internet is grasping onto keywords that you're using and other things that are relative or important to what you're doing with your business. Again, it's all about staying relevant to your market, to your audience, and providing them with value-based content. So I just did a search on my name, and the first thing that comes up is my Facebook profile for Prosperity Advisor. So that's my fan page. And then comes up my website, heatherltapia.com, and then my LinkedIn profile. And then it looks like a video. So about the fourth one down, it will definitely start going into video for you. It looks like my Google Plus postings are showing up, as well as Abundance Marketing Pro, my website for that. Let's see, something from Tumblr. So this is our radio show. So it's pretty cool. And then you've got different images, my Examiner column that I write for. And then you've got a YouTube video that is from 2010 that just happens to pop up. It's a greeting that I did in March 19, 2010. I have no idea what that is now. It's 3 years later. And so, again, you can see how your YouTube channel, because Google bought YouTube, is so powerful. Here's my radio show again. So that's what's on the first page of my Google search. And I bet if I went in, I could definitely go about 10 pages deep and have postings every single line. That's part of the events that I do and all kinds of things I do to help support other individuals in the community and help get the word out. So let's see if we've got a guest that's going to be coming on, Mosaic, Tokisha Mosaic of Missouri Watt 2 Wellness and Beauty. And she's been working with me on a project on our Examiner column, which is the Women in Business section, to send me a beauty tip every week so that I can post it, so that we can turn around and share it with you. So as soon as she's got a break from her daily grind, she's going to be calling in, so we can talk about her beauty tips for today. So I wanted to get back to the National Women's History Museum and how you can get involved with that project. You can go to nwhm.org and become a charter member. It's just $35. You've got a lot of benefits. We're going to be working on doing some joint awareness project here with the other women's organizations that were at the event, the National Association for Women, Women Who Dare. I met some great individuals and entrepreneurs. There's this cool thing, I've never seen it before, called Origami Owl, and it was really exciting to meet Carla. She is an independent designer with Origami Owl, and what I really, really love, again, I think there is no age limit to the creativity and the entrepreneurial spirit of any person. And I don't want you to think that because you're a certain age that you've missed the boat, or that you're not old enough, that you're not capable of, being able to pursue your dream. So in meeting Carla New, N-E-W, at the event, I learned about Origami Owl, which was started by Bella, who is the founder, when she was just 14 years old in 2010. So she is 16 years old now, going on 17, of course. And her goal, literally, in starting the company and putting these beautiful lockets and jewelry out, was to raise money for a new car she wanted at 16. And she turned it into an entrepreneurial work-at-home, grassroots campaign and a network marketing company franchise. So you can be a distributor. You can do home parties for Origami Owl, get free products, make some money, and inspire other girls to follow their dreams. What I love about this network marketing opportunity, this distributor opportunity, is they will allow girls as young as 14 years old to start the business, which why wouldn't they if the founder, Bella, happens to be 14 when she started it? Why wouldn't she allow the same privilege to other young girls to start this? So, again, this is a great testament to you're never too young or too old to start a business. And you can connect with Carla at 614-859-5859 or Carla, C-A-R-L-A, at designalockets.com. So that was a little bit of my experience this weekend with the launch of the Natural History Museum, and we'll be tapping into some amazing women over our journey. We're going to plan a movie screening of Misrepresentation, which I mentioned previously, and I'm going to call Gateway Film Center and get that scheduled so we can raise some money for the first Natural Women's History Museum. Other countries are following suit, so we're looking forward to working with them. So looks like we've got a caller on the line. Caller, are you with us?
Yes, I am. This is Mosaic.
Okay, Mosaic. Yay, Mosaic is out of her daily grind for the moment, folks, and she's limited in her time that she can spend with us today. So I made her a special little Mosaic moment shout-out promo, and I am going to play that, and then we will launch right into our Mosaic Beauty and Wellness moment. Sound like a plan, Mosaic?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Well, let me move this up a little bit so I can get in with my other promos. And we will play this, and hopefully you like it. So stay on the line with me, folks.
It's time for the Mosaic Beauty and Wellness moment, featuring Tokisha Mosaic of Nzuri Watu Wellness and Beauty. This wonderful consultant is exclusive to you on the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show every Wednesday at 2 o'clock. We'll share with you her tips on beauty, wellness, and spiritual enlightenment. Let's hear what Mosaic has to share with us next. Stay tuned. The Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show.
So what did you think, Mosaic? It was a little loud with the drum beat. Just made it. What do you think?
I was like, oh my gosh, I hear djembe.
Hey, what's djembe? I got the drum of Roman.
Right, you know, my boo plays the djembe.
Well, there you go. See,
that's
I knew
awesome.
It had to be drum beats in the background. So, you know, we'll keep perfecting that as I get better with Audacity in my promos. But I wanted to do something cool and fun for you because I do appreciate the time and effort you are taking to create the articles that are helping boost subscribers to my Examiner column and also taking the time out to connect with us when you can on our show today. So I know you wrote a couple articles. I just did the sea salt one. So why don't we talk a little bit about that? We can save the other one for next week.
Okay, so the one I wrote about the body scrubs, yay. Because springtime, you know, we want to prepare our skin for the summer so we can have nice, beautiful skin and feet for the sandals weather. We don't want to walk around with rough-looking feet. But salt scrubs will help you get to there. I use salt and sugar scrubs. I primarily like salt scrubs. It's just my personal preference because salt has healing properties because it absorbs, you know, toxins from the skin, and it also helps. It's a good can't get the word out today, exfoliator to help you remove dead skin from your winter skin, shed that winter skin from your body. And after you do use a salt scrub or a sugar scrub, once you rinse it off while you're in the shower, you will notice a difference in the glow of your skin, the softness of your skin. So they're really good to use to help, you know, rejuvenate that skin from that dead winter time that we spent just in the winter time.
Well, let's talk about that, because I just went out to Tampa, Florida for the Talk Fusion video sharing event, and it was at the Marriott Waterside, and in the bathroom, because, you know, we were there for 3 days, so we had a lot of time to, like, take breaks, they had a giant bowl of sea salt scrub that we could put on our hands
uh-huh.
when we were washing. And I wanted to dump the whole bowl in my purse. I fell in love with it. And it's so awesome that you just, you know, without me ever mentioning that to you from a week or so ago, here we've got this article. And I got to tell you, ladies, and I'm going to ask Mosaic this question, but I fell in love with it. I came back with a little jar of it, and I thought it was going to be like $10, $20 for a little jar. It was only $5. I got watermelon scent. And I love rubbing it all over my body as a form of exfoliation, of, you know, working your chi, which is your energy force. And it's also a ritual of moving the lymphatic system around in many cultures,
mm-hmm.
such as Ayurvedic. And, you know, maybe there's some others that you know that, you know, Eastern practices. And Asia and so forth, the scrubbing of the body. So let's talk a little bit about that from a spiritual sense as well.
Yes, salt is used, you know, a lot of spiritual, you know, I'm Christian. So the origins of Christianity, like if you look at some of the Jewish traditions, like after a woman had a baby, she was considered to be unclean. So she had to go clean herself in a salt bath.
Oh.
And salt baths are, like, awesome because,
yes.
they, like I said, they help remove the toxins from your skin. It helps with skin conditions. So if you have eczema, psoriasis, or any type of dermatitis, if you use salt scrubs or take salt baths, it helps diminish the appearance of, you know, of those conditions, especially eczema and psoriasis. It helps a lot. And plus with the salt scrub, you remove some of that dead skin. And one thing with salt scrubs and sugar scrubs, you don't want to rub really, really hard because you irritate the skin. So you just kind of like gently rub for like 90 seconds or so on the affected area, and you would just do that maybe once a week, and you would notice in a month the improvement in the resiliency and the life of your skin. Your skin would thank you.
Well, my skin thanks me the minute I walk out the door, like I walk out of the tub, I mean, because... And I've noticed,
right.
Now here's another one. I'm going to ask you about this because I know that there's a whole ritual of, I want to call it, is it brushing, where you take a brush and you brush
skin
the
brushing.
Lymphatic system? Skin brushing,
mm-hmm.
yes. Now, would you say
yes.
that the salt scrub or sugar scrub should be used in conjunction with the brushing, or should the brushing be a separate exercise?
Yeah, brushing they usually do it as a separate exercise. Like you start from the center of your chest and you brush away from your heart. It helps remove toxins as well, getting rid of that that top layer of the dermis of your skin, getting rid of those flakiness. So that kind of helps too. And brushing, the brush for the skin brushing is really, 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 really soft. So it just kind of basically just like feels like you're just rubbing your arm, but it really does, you know, get rid of some of the dead skin cells that you shed daily out throughout the day. But the difference between it and the salt scrubs is that the salt scrubs is a more of a deeper exfoliation.
Well, and I think you bring up a good point. It doesn't have to rip you to shreds to work, and I think we get
right.
confused sometimes. And it is about the quality of the product, and you sell an amazing products line. I want to mention real quick as far as salt baths go. One thing that a dear friend of mine, I have two dogs and three cats, and I had three dogs at the time, and my house got fleas. And she said that fleas do not like garlic, and that if you sprinkle
mm-hmm.
garlic salt or salt on your bed that you will actually, it will get rid of the fleas. So I was literally sleeping in beds of salt. And I got to tell you, for those spiritual listeners, it cleared my energetic field so dramatically. I started to have more peace, less crap was sticking to my energy field because I was literally smudging 24/7 in my sleep. And so I always take, when I take a bath and I need to cleanse or I'm grumpy or things are going on, I always put sea salt in my bath to add that effect of that raising vibration, much like the Christians were saying, you know, unclean, let's clean that stuff up. I don't,
right.
It bothers me. They felt like that, but I get it.
I really didn't, you know, kind of believe the thing about the salts until after one time. A friend of mine, I went to somewhere, and I was just like, the energy was just like really bad in that place. And she was like, go home and make sure you take a salt bath, like, because it's good, because I didn't do it. And so I started having all these crazy dreams. And I was like, in the world does this stuff come from? And so she's like, I told you, you have to get rid of it. She was like, go in and just get clean. So I went in and did the salt, and after that, they stopped. And I was like,
well, and it's funny because, I mean, I know it works. Yeah, but, I mean, so if you're really having some struggles with energy or negative thoughts or anger or whatever it is, take a salt bath, scrub yourself down with some healing sea salts. Now, let's talk about Missouri Watu a little bit so the folks know where they can go to get some of your beauty products and give us an update on where you're at with your business. Tell us what where you're at and what's coming and what we can expect from you.
Well, right now I'm working on setting up the website so people can, the website set up, I'm working on the store so people can purchase products from there. And that'll be coming real soon, probably within the next week or so. And then also new packaging is coming for my whipped shea butter line, which is Shea Addiction. So that has got some new stuff coming there. And then also new packaging for the raw shea butter as well. That people can purchase also will be online. So right now people can still call me and leave a message or call me and get me, and I'll, you know, take the order from them or email me, and I'll ship the order out to them or get it to them if they're local. But right now, hopefully within the next week or so, we should have Missouri Watu store open and up and running. Yay. Well,
that
I have to go back to the workplace.
Well, I'm going to post your social media stuff on our fan page. And thanks so much for tuning in and sharing your beauty tips with us. And what can the listeners expect for a tip next week? I forget the name of the article you sent me.
Oh, the apples. Did we do apple cider vinegar?
We did apple cider
last
week.
Is that the one that you're holding off of? Okay. So tea tree oil.
We can talk about some Melaleuca, and I'm going to call my friend that works with Melaleuca, which is an amazing wellness company, and high-quality tea tree oil. So I will see.
Tea tree oil is
Tamara
awesome.
Can be on
Everybody
line.
Should have that in their house.
I do.
Yes,
I have the Melaleuca oil, which is tea tree. Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
so thank you, Mosaic. And we'll look forward to I'll put that article out in the next couple of days. And I'm going to call Tamara, see if we can't get a conversation going with that. That'll be good. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Enjoy
you have
your
a
day.
Great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for tuning in. All right, folks. Thanks. That was the beautiful and talented Mosaic of Missouri Watu Beauty and Wellness. She is lending her entrepreneurship and influence to our beauty moment each week. So we're going to take a quick break and listen to some of our sponsors, and we'll be right back to the show. So 1 second.
GetPublishToday.info, your resource for authors, writers, and future published accomplishments. We want to help you with your writing goals to accomplish your dreams and become that published author and empowerment speaker you want to be. Visit us at www.getpublishedtoday.info for more details on our writer's workshops, free seminars, and abundance PR for writers. You can be a guest on our radio show, written about in our column, and yes, even be an expert referral in one of our courses to future writers who are in the same position you were. Please give us a call at 614-383-8073 for details on how you can be a part of a new revelation of self-published ebook authors at www.getpublishedtoday.info. On a call at 614-437-9793 and schedule your healing appointment today. Thank you. www.dawnofthenewera.com. Autism Excellence Radio Show is proud to celebrate this May 17th Mother's Day, a fundraiser for Advert One Youth Mother's Transitional Life Program to be held at 3790 Grotto Hall in Columbus, Ohio. This Mother's Day Line Dance Cabaret offers you an opportunity to celebrate you as a woman, that special woman in your life, your mother, bring your girlfriends. If you're not a mother, just come and celebrate as a single for having a mother in your life. It's just $15 at the door or $10 advance tickets. We're raising money to build a building and renovate it for this transitional life program for youth mothers who have nowhere to go. It's going to be a great opportunity to come out and have fun and get pampered. Call Renee at 614-886-3565 for ticket information. If you want to be a vendor or a sponsor, give Heather a call at 614-383-8073. Again, come on out May 17th, 2013 and celebrate with us from 6 to 1 p.m. in the morning. Sponsored by Girlfriends Talk Magazine and Purpose for Women International. See you then.
Thanks so much. This is Heather L. Tapia, your prosperity advisor and host of the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. Thanks for tuning into our show. We just had an amazing beauty tip discussion with Mosaic, our beauty consultant for the show. And we were mentioning in one of our sponsors the fundraiser on May 17th. And I just want to make a correction. It's at Grotto Hall, but Grotto Hall is off Agler Road in Columbus, Ohio. So if you Google it, you should definitely be able to come out and enjoy that. We're looking for vendors. So if you've got a business that you want to, you know, promote and be a part of the event, we would certainly love to support you, get you on our radio show, advertising on the website, all kinds of good stuff. So please definitely consider being a part of that. Wanted to reach out to some of the authors and writers that have been emailing me and, you know, say that this is an opportunity for you to share your story with us and let us know what it is that you have been, you know, struggling with to get your you know, writings out to the public, you know, in what manner are you unable to get the word out so that we can support you in this journey. We're looking for people to interview who might want to be a and I don't like the word case study, but a business in training. We want to do a project that I have kind of had on the back burner that I was going to do live where we would turn it into a reality TV show, but I think we're going to start it here on the radio show, where we are going to do what I'm going to call a marketing rescue. So I'm going to be putting details out on our fan page and on social media and Twitter and LinkedIn on how you can enter your business in our opportunity to experience a marketing rescue. So we're looking for, you know, startups, existing businesses, all kinds of of struggles or challenges that you might be happening, we want to help document your discovery through that journey and that process live on the air, in social media, in video marketing, as well as in our radio show. So live on the air. It's going to be great publicity for your business. It might not be as fun when we realize there's things that you're not doing well that you might want to change. So you got to be, open-minded and willing to make an effort to try new and different things. So if you're open-minded, you're ready to be that student, we're ready to support you and have you be a part of that as well. So that was what we had for the show today. Thanks so much for tuning in. And you guys enjoy your day. Thanks so much for being a part of the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. We'll see you next Wednesday at 2 o'clock.